Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to a Monday edition of Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Aaron Berlin is our producer. The Magic in action last night, and they take down the Toronto Raptors 113-98. A terrific performance all the way around by this Magic squad, led by Terrence Ross and his 28 points. Magic wins, so you win, too. With Papa John's Pizza, you're getting 50% off your regular menu price order today at papajohns.com. Use the promo code MAGICWIN. And on the first portion of the program here, you're going to get a chance to talk to Magic head coach Steve Clifford. Give us a call, 407-447-2145, 407-447-2145, or text us at 50857. That's 50857. So with that being said, let's welcome in the head coach of the Orlando Magic. He is Steve Clifford, kind enough to give us a few minutes here tonight. And Coach, yesterday when we left Toronto, they were talking about gale force winds and wind gusts, and it actually wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Do you ever get do flights ever bother you anymore, or have you flown so much you don't even think about it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm like you. Some of that stuff is concerning. Actually, the worst flight I was ever on was 1 year with the Rockets. They told us they weren't sure the wheels were going to be able to come down.
Really?
And, so they put us in crisis mode. Yeah, it was. That was the scariest experience I've had.
Wow. So whatever happened, obviously they ultimately got them down.
They came down. Yeah.
Oh, my
they
goodness.
They came down.
Yeah, it was windy last night. That thing was no joke. But it was a terrific performance out of your team. And I know you said yesterday that you thought that was one of the best performances out of your group. I know the first half transition defense, which got better in the second half. But just touch on your team's overall performance. A great win yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, we played, you know, well at both ends of the floor against the team. Obviously, you know, missing their best player, but also they were 13-3 in the games they played without him. So they're, I think, a championship caliber roster. They're top 10 in both offense and defense, and we played well at both ends of the floor. And once we get our transition defense straightened out, our defense in the second half was very good.
Can you just touch, Coach, on your team's focus and the attention to detail that they've had really from the start of the year? But if it's gotten better, where has it kind of started to improve, or have they been pretty dialed in since you've had them from the beginning?
I would say that, you know, that's one of the factors of why we've played better lately is, you know, with 24-second shot clock and the caliber players in our league, you're not going to be able to play well if you don't play intelligently and if you don't have purpose of play. And a coverage has to be a coverage. A set play has to be a set play. And obviously the talent level as in any team sport is always the most important thing. But, you know, again, that gets to execution and guys understanding what their responsibilities are on every play and being able to do it. And we're giving away less possessions. That's why we're playing better. And if we can continue to do that, we'll give ourselves a good chance to have a strong finish.
Speaking with Magic head coach Steve Clifford, if you want to jump on, 407-447-2145, or text us a question, 50857. We got a couple for you. We'll get right to them here in just a second. But as far as broadcasters, we have no idea what's critical to the outcome of a game, but we take a stab at it. Some of the numbers, like your defense the last 10 games, second in the league in points per game allowed, first in field goal percentage, second in three-point percentage allowed. What do you look at? What are the most critical statistics that you consider after every game, Coach?
Well, as you know, Dante, we have an analytics team
right,
with the Magic, and David Bench is the head of that group. And we try to meet as often as we can, and he's terrific. They're terrific. They coordinate with our staff both a pregame packet and a postgame packet to evaluate. So, like, for instance, here in front of me, I have all the stuff that they put together to get ready for the Knick game tomorrow. And then with my staff and Rick Higgins as the point man, we get a postgame packet. And, you know, there's different aspects, but a lot of the emphasis or how we time management part for practice or shoot around, you know, comes from the things that they see along with the film work and the work that the assistants do. So it's a big part of it, of the game. And it really goes from really, I would say, a stretch of games to stretch of games. When we've rebounded well and we force more mid-range jump shots, our defense has gotten better and better. That's the simple part.
Well, it's been great to see the development and how far it's come. Do you enjoy that part? What has become of analytics and how much information is at your fingertips? And how do you determine what's too much and what's the right amount?
Well, I think that's the whole key. I'll be honest, what has happened in our league? I mean, see, my first experience was with Jeff Van Gundy here in New York with the Knicks. And I wouldn't say that there's a lot of information that we have now that we didn't have then, at least with the Knicks. I mean, we had a group of people that came in every night, and, you know, we got a lot of these stats. We used to buy them. I don't want to get into the group. I know a lot of the teams in the league did. You know, we had all of these numbers, but we didn't have them as quickly. And it took a lot more research from the coach's standpoint than it does now. I mean, to be honest with you, you know, I read an article the other day, and I'm good friends with Daryl Morey. I worked with him in Houston about that he invented this threes and layups things. I mean, that's crazy. I remember as a high school coach. No, I'm just being serious. I mean, I remember being a high school coach, so it would have been, say, 1984, 85, and that's when the college line had just come in and go into a clinic at a place, Colby College in Waterville, Maine. And the guy there was a tremendous, tremendous coach, and that's all he talked about was by the numbers, all we should be doing is shooting threes and layups. So this is this is new. I think, and I'm not taking a shot at that. I mean, I think sometimes, you know, that people get locked into it. But here's the bottom line. There's no one way by the numbers to win. You know, people say threes and layups. Shoot, in our league in the last 2 years, two of the teams that were bottom three in threes attempted were two of the six best offensive teams. It's still going to be the same thing. You have to play to the strengths of your best players. So I think where it comes into play more, in my opinion, is how you put your team together. If you have guys that can both get to the basket and shoot threes, or, you know, you get a great penetrator like a Harden, combine him with a Chris Paul and then put all the guys that can shoot threes on the floor, then obviously both by the numbers, but obviously just in terms of how much pressure you put on the defense, you're going to have a better offensive team.
Well, it's terrific insight. We appreciate the look there. If you want to talk to Magic head coach Steve Clifford, now's your chance, 407-447-2145. And first up for the coach is Rob. Rob, how are you tonight?
Doing well. How are y'all?
Good, thanks.
Hey, Coach, I just wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, what it means for you to have Nick Vucevic selected as an All-Star. You know, you've been around the league a long time. What does that mean for you, and what does that mean for the team to have him represent the Magic? Thanks, and I'll hang up and listen.
No, thank you, Rob. It means so much, and it was I know for our coaching staff, and Mike Batiste works very closely with Nick. You know, they're the best 480 players in the world, and to be selected as one of the best 24 is an incredible honor and so deserving for him for how well he's played, how consistent he's played. And, you know, people keep throwing the numbers at us, and I think the things that the fans here can see to see him play every night, he's a very underrated defender. He's having a very good defensive year also. But the night after the game, and we won that game when it was announced that he made the team, one of the great moments was seeing how happy his teammates were for him in the locker room. And he's a great teammate. He's all about winning, whatever he can do to win, and he cares about the team. And so it's a great feeling for all of us.
And you know what's interesting, Coach? I'd love to get your insight. Thanks for the call, Rob. 407-447-2145 to open up a phone line here. That three that he made yesterday, right after he checked into the basketball game, he said what you said. There was a read. He made a read out there, had an open look, and let it fly. Have you been impressed with kind of the way he's seeing things right now in opposing defenses?
Oh, I think, Dante, to be honest with you, that's one of his areas of exceptionality. I mean, for any position, his decision-making, to me, sets up our whole offense. I mean, he's like a point guard out there. And when to shoot, when to drive, when to pass are all things that you can't really teach. You know, some guys do it well naturally, some guys don't. And his quick decisions, what he sees on the floor, and then his shot, pass, drive decisions are, you know, they're exceptional, and it sets up everything for our team.
Well, you're absolutely right. We got a question here on the text line, 50857, and a fan wanting to know, with Terrence Ross's ability to score and the fact that he's still really the only team that guys are – that opposing – he's the only guy that opposing defenses are planning for offensively, or the major piece. Are you impressed with the fact he's still able to score the way he is?
Oh, totally. And I think that they are so locked into him that the other part for me that it's important for our team and it's been so valuable is he's much better off the dribble than I realized coming into the year. And there's the old coaching axiom that, you know, you never really know a guy until you coach him. And I've coached against him for years, obviously, but he is so quick, to elevate, and he's deceptive with the dribble, and he just doesn't need a lot of room because we've had to add things just to get him open, as the text said, opposing teams are so locked into him.
Oh, it's been impressive just to see what he's been able to do. Speaking with Magic head coach Steve Clifford, and how do you keep this going here, Coach? You got 21 games left. I know you don't look beyond tomorrow, but how do you continue to keep this focus? And I guess just game by game, you'll get up and you'll roll out the game plan for the Knicks.
No, absolutely. I think so much of that, Dante, is it's like anything. If you study, or when you study successful groups or successful organizations, everybody has a responsibility. And I think sometimes as a head coach, you can get credit for things that you don't deserve credit for. You also take blame for things that really aren't your fault. But we have gotten better because we have guys who want to win. And I think that's the one thing I was comfortable with. We've been talking about it all year. We had the whole team here in September. You wouldn't find that in many NBA places. We had optional workouts. Almost every guy came. I think there were 8 of them, and I think we had everybody at least 5 of them. And you just don't see that. And I knew that they wanted to win. There's nothing more important than that. The other thing that I believe we've done well is, you know, you have to be able to handle frustration and disappointment in this league.
Right.
And I believe we've done that. They've kept working, and we've hung in there and kept getting better. So, the regular season is to make the playoffs. We have a chance to do that. But the key will still be that we use our days wisely and that we're playing better in 2 weeks than we are today. Making progress is always the key in team sports, and we have to continue to have that mentality.
Well, I know you're big on spirit, and that your team's spirit seems to be phenomenal, especially end of games after big plays are made. It's a lot of fun to watch. Two quick ones on Twitter, Coach, and then we'll let you go. You have a big following in the UK, obviously, because Magic fans, there's a big Orlando Magic following there. And once they found out you're into soccer, that just put it over the top. So this one comes from Garrett Jones, who wants to know your favorite Manchester United player of all time.
Oh, man, that would be a tough one. you know, I first started with Man United, you know, with Sir Alex Ferguson, obviously. And so I would have to say it would be between three guys, probably, you know, Wayne Rooney, yep. Ryan Giggs, who was older. You know, he was at the end. And then Patrice Evra, who was an outside back. When I first started cheering for them, I also want to get this in, you know, for the Orlando local fan. The other guy that I really loved on that team is an attacking. They used him more in the midfield, attacking players. Nani,
who's
Orlando, who will be a lot of fun to watch. And when our season ends, I'll be over there watching him too.
That's fantastic. Lastly, your favorite Stan Van Gundy story. Do you have one that stands out that's shareable on the airwaves?
Oh, man, there's just so many of them. But my favorites, one of them, I guess, for me is game five. No, I'm sorry. It would be game four at home against the Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Final. We're up 2-1. And down two, and he sets up the play. You probably remember. I think there were, 32, 31 seconds, maybe less on the clock, and we're down one. And he ran a play where the first option was for Rashard Lewis. And Rashard had really been on a roll. And I can't remember exactly how he said it. Basically, he said, listen, if you feel good, when you come off, it was a screen from Dwight that was going to be the first option. If you feel good, run to the three. You know, we were down one.
Right.
And Rashard, if you remember, he came off Dwight's screen. I think Hidu took the ball out, gave it to him, and he nailed a three. And it ended up being critical because then LeBron got the last shot, drew a foul, made two, and then we won the game in overtime so that we continued to have home court advantage. But you know, Stam's game management, his preparation, his understanding of the league, what to do in the final couple minutes of the game was so critical for our success during those years.
Fantastic story. Absolutely. I remember it well. One of the biggest shots in Magic history. Coach, I really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this. Get you a great dinner in Little Italy or something, and we'll get back at it here tomorrow. It'll be great to keep this going.
All right, Dante. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks so much. Magic head coach Steve Clifford, kind enough to join us here on the program. We'll be back here in a moment to close things out. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. We'll be right back.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Orlando Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit them at carolbradfordroofing.com.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
And welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Magic win last night against the Toronto Raptors, and you can be there live at Amway Center when the Magic hosts the defending champion Golden State Warriors. That's coming up Thursday. That's our next home game, 7 p.m. Cheer on the team as they take on Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and the rest of the Golden State Warriors for one of the biggest games of the season. Get your tickets now, orlandomagic.com, and you can watch the Magic and the Golden State Warriors. And oh, by the way, if you're driving home, you're almost in the driveway trying to figure out what's for dinner, I got a little Papa John's pizza for you. Magic win, so you win too with Papa John's. You're going to get 50% off your regular menu price order for the rest of the day today. PapaJohns.com. PapaJohns.com. Use the promo code MAGICWIN. That's Magic Win, and you're going to get 50% off your online order. Terrific win yesterday. No Kawhi Leonard. Doesn't matter to me. This Magic Club had gone in two games with Kawhi Leonard, and they held the Raptors to an average of 90 points per game in those two contests, and they hold them to 98 yesterday. So in three contests against the Toronto Raptors, they've yet to scratch 100. And the way they did it, the way they were able to close that out, big shots down the stretch, a couple of them by Jonathan Isaac, a big three by Nikola Vucevic. This is a team with a different focus, I'm telling you, folks, and it really, it's hard to pinpoint exactly when it's been. The numbers would say defensively you've been at your best the last 10 games, allowing 101 points per game. That's second best in the league, 41.5% from the floor. That's tops in the NBA during the last 10, which would make the date January 31st, or 31% from beyond the arc, which is second best in the NBA. But really, it was that when they came back from that West Coast trip. They've just had a different look about them. Won a couple of games right away against Boston and Houston. Dropped a couple that they probably should have won after that. But that's kind of when they started to lock in here defensively, and it's been awfully fun to watch. So next up will be tomorrow against the New York Knicks. We'll have it for you right here on the Magic Radio Network and, of course, on Fox Sports Florida tomorrow as well. We just did a new edition of the Magic Pod Squad with Nick Vucevic, who joins myself, George Galante, David Steele, and Jeff Turner. Some good information in there, so we definitely encourage you to go to iTunes, Spotify, wherever you want to download your podcast and give that a listen. Certainly encourage that. Get your Papa John's pizza tonight. Keep this thing going. 21 games to go. Magic are one game out of that final spot in the Eastern Conference. Thanks to Aaron Berlin, our producer, Coach Clifford, who joined us here tonight, and always Cody Clark. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Aaron Berlin's got you covered. Magic Drive Time right here.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
Right there. Deep left front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.